Okay, about a month and a half ago, I was in Masada Kiddushin at a wedding in Chicago, and the Chasan and Kala wanted to know, they wanted to be mechabed one of the Zaydis with one of the brachos under the chuppah. The problem was, the Zaydi was not able to navigate the steps up to the chuppah, so they wanted to know, can they just bring the kos and the microphone to him? Let's leave microphones out of it. Can they bring the kos, that's a different time in Alaska, can they bring the kos to him outside of the chuppah and let him say the bracha outside of the chuppah, and would that work, or is there some sort of problem with it? So I didn't even think twice about it. I said, sure, it's no problem. And then this past Sunday, I was at a chasana, and the same thing happened. Where they took the kos and they gave it to a Zaydi who was unable to navigate the steps, and Rabbi Yaakov Luban was there, and he told me that he just had a whole back and forth with Rav Ben Zion Cook about this issue. Who's Rav Ben Zion Cook? Rav Ben Zion Cook was a ben bayis by Rav Eliashiv Zichrono Levracha, in a very literal sense. Rav Ben Zion Cook's parents were killed in an accident when he was very young, and the Eliashivs raised him. So he just said, Rabbi Luban told me that he held that Rabbi Luban held that for sure you're allowed to do this, but Rav Ben Zion Cook had some serious reservations about it. And this is a very common shaila, as you could imagine. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation where lots of people who are getting married still have grandparents who are alive, sometimes even great-grandparents who are alive, and elderly people have a difficult time navigating steps. These are not permanent steps usually, so they're not so sturdy, and sometimes it's like a pacha. There are wires running all over the place, and there's one person holding the zaydi on each side, and you're afraid what's going to happen. So it would be much, much easier very often, or much less nerve-wracking, if they were able to just bring the kos to him. So first thing to understand is, what's the purpose of the chuppah? And then we could discuss, like, why not? What's the problem of making any of the brachos outside of the chuppah? So to make it very, very short, there's a basic machlokes rishonim, what chuppah even means. All the shittos are quoted in the Ramah, in Ibn Ezer, the Rif, and the Ran say that it's hachnasa l'rishuso. It's when the husband brings the wife into his home. The Rambam writes that it's yichud, that yichud is chuppah. The Mordechai says badekin, Balei Tosfos, that badekin is the chuppah. In Nachla Shiva, he writes that the minig is that we take a talus and we spread it over the heads of both the chasan and the kala. And the Rambam writes, we do everything. We do all of these things in order to accomplish chuppah. And we should be makbid that when we're doing what we call chuppah, what the Rambam says, what we call chuppah, we should be makbid that it's a proper tzuras ha-pesach, that there's a canopy on top. A lot of times you go and there's such a fancy chuppah that there's no chuppah, that it's just like wires and flowers, and there's actually no canopy. That's not appropriate. It should be makbid that it should be a proper tzuras ha-pesach on all four sides, and that way it should be like its own separate rishus. So what's the problem? Why wouldn't you be able to just bring the kos to the grandfather? So there are three potential issues. Potential issue number one, the Ramah writes about this in two places in Ibn Ezer, and Siman Nun Hey, after he quotes all the opinions of what chuppah means, he writes, Minag pashut achshav likros chuppah makom shemachnis and shemiriyah prusa al gabi klunzos, that what we call chuppah is the minag of what we call chuppah nowadays. Umachnis and tachteh chasan akala berabim, and in a room when everybody's there, we bring the chasan kala under this private canopy. Umekatcha sham umevarchin sham. Birchas Harrison v'Nisuin. We do the Kiddushin there, and over there we do not only the Birchas Harrison, the Birchas Nisuin, v'acharkach malichim osam lebeisam, and then we bring them back home. We get the chasan and kala out of there. We get them to the yichudum. Now in Siman Samach Aleph he writes, kinsel chuppah v'lo birich birchas chasanim havi chuppah gemura, that it could be a chuppah even without the brachos. De'ena brachos ma'akvos u'mevarich achar kama yamim. You could even say brachos later on. But then he said, u'chadchila yevarichos amkodem shesiachirima. The bracha should be done before the yichud. And then he says, v'nagu achshav levarich tachas ha'chuppah. The minhag now is to say the bracha under the chuppah, before they have yichud. So Rabbi Luban just pointed out that if you only read the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, it really makes it sound like there's this strong minhag to only say the brachos under the chuppah. But if you look in Darkei Moshe, it seems pretty clear that that's not at all what the Ramah is trying to say. The context of that Ramah is he's working through a machlokas rishonim, whether one has to recite all of the brachos prior to going into the chuppah, or it's good enough to say them after you're already under the chuppah. So in that context, the Rambam says, you don't have to do like the Rambam says, where the Rambam says you have to do Rav Lasyas. I'm using the term Rav Lasyas, not because the Rambam holds the Birch HaMitzvah, he just holds that you have to do it in advance because it has to be a chuppah ru'i labiyah. So it doesn't have to be done beforehand like the Rambam. Rather, you could do it while you're still under the chuppah. That's clearly the intention of the Rambam, based on the reading in the Darkei Moshe. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is that it's against the minhag. The minhag always was in Klal Yisrael that that people say the brachos underneath the chuppah. And that was Rav Ben Zion Cook's main point, and he pointed to a sefer Penine Nisuin, where it tells the Maisa when Rav Yitzchak Elchanan first became Rav, he was asked to be Masada Kiddushin for a family of a big gvir, and they just wanted to do the chuppah inside, not Tachas Kippas HaShemayim. And Rav Yitzchak Elchanan said, okay, the wedding's cancelled, I'm not gonna be Masada Kiddushin. Even for what? For a minhag? Yeah, so it's only a minhag? He was willing to cancel the whole, to walk away from his whole Rabbanus over just a minhag. So says Rav Ben Zion Cook, you see that minhagim are so critical. Generally, we are very careful not to alter minhagim, not to change the way we do things. But you have to have a sense of like what really matters and what doesn't. Like Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva about using microphones for Kriyas HaMegillah, right? So Rav Moshe, after he says why he thinks it's technically mutter, going back to that microphone, the Shura Moshe says at the end, but Kivan Shalo Baru Leheter, since it's not 100% obvious that it's mutter, Vu Inyan Chadash, and this is a new fangled idea to start using microphones for Kriyas HaMegillah, so Bechlal Yesh Limchos Kedei Lemono Miler Devachre Chadashos Acheros, that we should try to make a macha, that people shouldn't always be looking for the next new thing in Judaism. We're a very traditional kind of people. But you have to have a sense of what is an actual violation of the minhag and not. Rav Harfenis in the Tshuvas Vayivarech David, Dinei Yichud, Simen Ayin Beis, all these marmakomas, by the way, Rabbi Luban found. He just sent me the whole packet and I'm just saying it over. So Rav Harfenis in the Tshuvas Vayivarech David, he points out that the main thing is that the brachos are recited before the chuppah is over, so that the chasen and kala will remain under the chuppah after the brachos. That's the real minhag. Because kala below brachos, asur labayla kenida, the Tosefta tells us. So in order for her to be in the suah, she should be under the chuppah for a moment after the brachos. And he said, you want to fulfill the minhag of the Rama? Who says all the brachos have to be under the chuppah? Maybe just most of them, maybe just one of them. I don't know that all the brachos have to be under the chuppah, even if you hold that that's the minhag that the Rama was talking about. Then a third potential issue is brought up by the author of Nisun Kilchasan. The Rabbi Yamin Adler writes, he wrote an article where he deals with this issue, and he says, well, wait a second, if a chuppah is a separate bias, it's a separate reshus, it's a separate location, maybe it's not so obvious that I could be motzi someone when I'm standing in one location and they're standing in a different location. Maybe that's the problem, especially if it's elevated 10 tfachim and it's at least 4x4, so maybe that's a problem, that it's its own separate reshus, and maybe we should follow the reshuyos of Ve'erevin, reshuyos HaShabbos, and follow the basic kedarim of what's considered a separate reshus. He says, Ayin Simen Shin Mem Hei Nor Chaim Sefes, obviously he's referring to reshuyos HaShabbos, but he brings a raya that's not an issue from a bima in shul. The Shulchan Aruch Pasmans in Simen Nun Hei Sif Yotas Nor Chaim, that shats, b'teva, v'tisha b'es HaKnesses, if you have a shliach tzibur on the bima, and nine other people in shul, mitzdarif, and then mitzdarif to a minion. Even if it's elevated, it's got mechitzos all around it. You know, these fancy old shuls where they built like that. So with mechitzos all around it, still, it's mipneishi betelu legabi beis haknesses. It's batel to the beis haknesses. It's part of the beis haknesses, not considered a separate shus. So the nisun kilchasa said, but maybe the bima is batel to the beis haknesses, but maybe you wouldn't say the same thing about the chuppah, because after all, the Tshuvas HaRashba's Lashon is She'ena Ela Kamo Tashmish Beis HaKnesses, that the Bima is clearly there as a focal point of the Beis HaKnesses, and the Chuppah is just a temporary thing that they erect for the sake of the Chasana. And also the Bir Halacha writes in Archaim Sim Nun Hei that the Gro was Machmir about the Bima Gavoa against the Psak of the Mechaber. Okay, so maybe there's room to argue on that Raya, so he brings a second Raya. The Raman Simen Samach Beis Sif Gimel says that you can say the Birchas Nisuin, even if the Chasan is not there. The chasm is not together with the mevarich, as long as the mevarich has in mind for the chasm. He talks about saying for two chasanim at the same time, and one of them isn't even there. So the drisha doesn't like that. Amai says, "Amena chasm etzal abracha, but may yizachar shabracha kayalav." How is anyone going to realize that the bracha is going on that chasm? The chasm is not even there. So the drisha's whole problem is only when it's not obvious that it's going on that chasm. But if it's obvious, he's right there, and everyone was invited for this chasm, right? So there's just, and he's the zaydi of that chasm. So obviously he's saying the bracha for that chasm, then it would not seem to be a problem. And obviously the counter argument, the reason to say that we should do it is for the kavod of an elderly person, for the safety of an elderly person. And there are many stories of Rabbi Lubin pointed out of gedolim making accommodations for people not to be saddened by a diminished condition and don't take chumras and other people's cheshbonos. You know, the Chafetz Chaim famously wouldn't say shalom aleichem when guests were there and hungry, not to delay the meal. They weren't going to drop dead if they would have waited 2 minutes to say shalom aleichem, but to have a sensitivity to other people. So bottom line, the shitos as far as whether you can do this or not, sort of Ben Sion Cook said he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, Yaviu achasen v'akala v'achupa el hasaba. Let them take the chuppah, take the chasen, take the kala, and bring them all to the zaydi. So he said, you've never seen a chuppah in America. The florist will freak out. You can't possibly do that. So he said, okay, lo levari chutz l'chuppah. Sorry, zaydi's out. He's written out of the program for that wedding. Rav Shechter thought otherwise, and Rav Harfenis thought otherwise, and the author of Nisun Kilchasa thought otherwise, and the Pashtus is otherwise, that it's not like some serious mina kavua that all of them have to, all the brachas have to dafka be said under the chuppah. Pashtus is that you're allowed to have the brachas recited outside of the chuppah. So if anyone knows the chasen and kala that has a Masada Kedushin for, you can call him up and tell him that he's still married.